Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear in full color every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Continuing to carry out their orders to harass the Japs on the island of Java, Jungle Jim and his United Nations guerrilla raiders have become separated. Jim's best friend, Kolu, has received a shoulder wound and cannot be moved. So when the opportunity arose to destroy an enemy troop train some miles to the east, Jim assigned Seng Lee to lead the expedition, while he remained behind with Kolu. Several hours passed since then, and in the dense tropic night, Jim and Kolu's highly trained jungle instincts warn them of approaching danger. Jim is determined not to let the Japs capture them alive. In the darkness, the two friends wait tensely.
That be our signal, Tuan Jim.
Yeah, but it might be a trick, Kolu. It's one of our fellows. Why doesn't he call out? He's closer. If they're Jap, there'll be a whole patrol of them.
Better you go, Tuan. Take care of himself.
That isn't even worth answering, Kolu. I'm sitting right here with this gun in my hand. If it's Japs, I'll shoot you first and then myself.
Why poor Jap fella stop along this place, Tuan?
Dunno. Maybe one of those native villagers turned informer.
You thinking this?
I don't know what to think. Our own bunch couldn't have got back before morning. Just past midnight now. Any minute now, Kolu. They're nearly here.
Punch him. That's
right. Like... Let's make sure.
Them been talk English, Tuan.
Yes. Should we take a chance?
Only thing.
Okay.
Jung Ho.
Hey, Jungle.
What's that, Jim?
Who goes there?
Is that you, Jim? A governor, trainer.
Come ahead, Mac. Oh, and brother, you'll never know how close you come to playing a harp.
We had to make sure of just what was here. Well, why didn't you answer my signals anyway?
Because we didn't expect you back until dawn. The Japs are all over the place. What happened? Didn't you get to Chamai?
Yeah, we got there all right.
Yeah, too late.
Late?
Somebody gave us a bum steer. The Jap troop train had already passed.
Oh.
You get some plenty long walk for nothing.
Oh, it wasn't all a washout.
Yeah, but how'd you get back here so soon? You must have been walking on stilts.
We did not walk at all.
Nope. We rode. Solid comfort, that's us.
Oh, you rode, eh?
Yeah.
Just like that. Got tired of walking and thumbed a ride in the middle of enemy territory. Or did somebody come along with a magic carpet?
Put that needle away, Jim. We swiped us an armored car, that's all.
Well, you did what?
Sure. We saw it first. We ambushed her, knocked her off, and drove her home.
No trouble?
No. We pulled off the road whenever we saw anything coming.
Also, we had the... what is the word? The ratio to warn us.
Ratio?
Sure. It's a radio car. Mighty nice toy to have.
This I've got to see. Where's the car now?
Hidden off the highway about a quarter mile back.
Oh, maybe we can get you out of here now, Kolu.
Yeah, This was our first thought, too.
The doctor said not to move you, but that was before we had this deluxe transportation.
Let's go now, Twin.
No, it's too dark, Kolu. Better wait till morning.
I don't know, Jim. Morning's a long way off.
Oh, it'll take us hours to carry him in this darkness. And he shouldn't be bounced around.
Yes, but morning may be too late. That is, if Seng Lee and Trina here figured out those Jap radio messages, right?
Messages?
Yeah, they seem quite certain that we are here.
Well?
They're ordering all patrols to close in on this area, Jim, before morning.
Jim regards his friends with a worried look as his nimble mind works out a plan. We'll see him put that plan to action in just a moment. Meanwhile, here's a reminder that this Sunday and every Sunday, the Comic Weekly offers you and your family thrills, excitement, and chuckles. It brings you more than two dozen of your favorite features, each of them outstanding, each of them top-notch, and each of them in brilliant full-color design for your pleasure. That's why 15 million readers from coast to coast, grown-ups and youngsters alike, read the Comic Weekly the first thing Sunday morning. If the Comic Weekly is not a habit in your house, buy it this Sunday and add to your own enjoyment. It comes to you with 15 leading Sunday papers all over the country. Just look for the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. Now, back to the stolen Jap radio car and Jungle Jim.
You see, Jim, the radio has been sending that same message all night.
What message, Sing? Sounded like Jap double talk to me.
Well, because it is in code, of course. However, two phrases are constantly repeated.
Any idea of what they mean?
Not the slightest. Except that they mean trouble for us.
What are the phrases, Sing?
Well, as near as Trina and I can translate, go where the elephant meets the tiger at the time of new life.
Where the elephant meets the tiger?
Yes. A code rendezvous, obviously.
At the time of new life.
Trina suggested that it must be the sunrise.
Mm-hmm. Makes good sense. It's about an hour from now.
Shall I waken the others?
No, Sing. Let them sleep while I can. Where the elephant meets the tiger.
Wherever it is, Jim, it is nearby.
That's what I don't like. Listen, what's that?
Another patrol car.
Yes. You can see its headlights through the underbrush.
Coming this way.
It's coming fast, too.
It makes the third I have seen.
Now watch it. They happen to spot us in this clearing.
This machine gun is loaded and ready.
Here they come.
They were going too fast, Osias.
All right, Sing. But as soon as it gets light, this place won't be healthy.
They were driving west.
Is that where the other cars you saw were headed?
Yes. And there's a crossroads about a mile west of here, just outside the town gates.
We left that Jap staff car after they punctured the gas tank.
Well, precisely. Where we ambushed a motorcycle patrol.
That's got to be it then, Singh. They're concentrating on the spot where we were last seen. They'll fan out from there as soon as it's light.
In that case, they will find Kolo and Trina in very short order.
Yep. We've got to get Kolo out of here and fast. Let's see, but first I...
Your worn and gutted wallet contains perhaps the solution.
Where did I put it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, here it is.
What is it, Jim?
And the papers of that Jap captain we captured. The one the natives took care of.
His papers have value?
Well, they can help us confuse the Jap garrison, Sing. Now, this car can send as well as receive.
Yes, so...
Oh, don't touch it yet. Now, here. You read Japanese better than I do. Is the name up at the top there Captain Osaki?
Where? Oh, Osaki.
Okay, Osaki. Now, and he was ordered to patrol the woods, which is just where we captured him.
That is what these orders say, yes.
All right. Now, look at the bottom there, and tell me who signed the order.
That is difficult. It is a rubber stamp signature, and it is blurred. In a Moya.
Are you sure, Singh? It's important.
It is either that or... No, I am quite sure. In a Moya.
In a Moya. And what are all those hand tracks underneath the signature?
Oh, they are part of the rubber stamp. In a Moya, Commanding Officer Chianchur Garrison. Colonel Imperial Japanese Army.
Okay. Then here's the idea, Singh. It's a long chance, but we'll have to take it.
Even a long chance is better than none.
Now, I want you to get on the sending key. Send a message to this Colonel Inamoyo and sign it Captain Osaki.
What do we tell him?
Let's see. Captain Osaki was wounded. He was led by friendly natives to this radio car attached to the Chimai garrison.
And then?
Let's see. On his way back to report, he suddenly saw three of our men.
Three white devils.
Uh-huh.
Go on.
But here's the catch, Sing. The message must say that we're 6 miles south of here.
South?
Uh-huh. Now, we want to go east. They're concentrated a mile to the west. They'll spot us in a minute unless we disperse them to the south.
I understand. Captain Osaki says he is south of here and wants help.
Better not say he wants help, Sing. Just say he wants permission to go after us, okay?
Why not? Just throw that switch, will you?
This it?
Yeah. Let me.
You know the wavelength?
The receiver works on 1.3 megacycles. The sender must be the same.
She's warmed up, Singh. Go to it. I'm sending a patrol after Kolo and Trina. Oh, Mac. Sergeant McGovern.
Right here, sir.
Mac, we're taking a long chance. The sooner we get Kolo to the car here, the better. Now, take Tom Sun, the Australian, and our rig is with you.
Yes, sir. We'll have him back here in no time.
Good boy, Singh. Now, switch it back to receiving.
I have. But if this Captain Osupi knows their radio code, Jim, our chances are slim. I sent it in Japanese, of course, but not in code.
Well, I know, but he was in the infantry. Why should he know their code?
I only want to make sure.
What are they saying, Singh?
They want Captain Osupi to use the radio telephone.
Oh, they want to hear his voice, do they? Well, tell them the phone got shot up during a skirmish. Are they using code, Singh?
No. They are telling Captain Osupi to stand by for further orders.
Then tell him we will. As soon as Mac and the others bring Kolo, we'll make tracks away from here. How's it going now?
Me been pretty much okay, Twan.
Carrying through the jungle that way did him no good, Jim.
I know, Trina, but we couldn't stay there.
Could we not tell Thompson to drive more gently?
No, Trina, we don't dare. We've got a half an hour start on him now. We've got to make it count.
Hey, Jim, I got a TL for you.
What's up, Mac?
Thompson says we're running out of gas.
Oh, now, isn't that just ducky?
How you feeling, Kolo?
Soon be good like new.
That's the way to talk.
Try to get some sleep now, Kolo.
You plenty nice for him, Juan, Trina. Good friend.
Oh, Jim. Jim.
Yes, thing. Are we out of gas?
Not quiet. Look down the road behind us.
Here you are, Jim. You can see through the slit here.
What happened, Juan?
Well, Kolo, there's a regular traffic jam at the crossroads down there. Boy, they're going every which way.
Yeah, but including also this way.
Huh?
Yep. Hey, two of them are following us.
Oh, what a time to run out of gas. Hey, what the...
Where are the fireworks coming from, Singh?
Ahead of us, Jim. A Japanese scouting car. The road is blocked.
Boy, those monkeys behind us are getting closer by the second.
We won't have a chance. We'll be caught in their crossfire.